You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Okay, let's read God's Word and let's stand up in reverence to the reading of God's Word and turn your Bibles to the book of Revelation, chapter 19. I was encouraging the Kyrgyz that before, wala silang access to Bible. But today, in their city hall in Bishkek, there's actually a Christian bookstore right on the next corner. Okay? And so sabi ko, you have it in your own language. You have it in accessible now. And don't take it for granted. They actually listened to me. And they bought their Bibles this past week. And so that was an encouragement to me. And for us, I want to encourage you also to have your own Bible. Have an encounter with it, read it, experience it. And that's how we can grow in our relationship with God. And so that's my encouragement for them. I will always encourage you to do that because it will change your life. It will change your life. Jesus will change your life. And the more you know about Him, the more you understand His great love for you and for me. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. Kung hindi nyo dala, you can go ahead and read along with us on the screen. Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. And he has his name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with an iron rod. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God, the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again that we have an opportunity to examine your word, to encourage us, to anticipate your return. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you change our hearts, open up our hearts today so that we will be able to understand what you want us to speak or what you want us to learn today from your word. I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seat. When we look at the book of Revelation, hindi to revelations, no? Walang S. It's a book of Revelation because it's revealing something to us. It was written by the Apostle John when he was exiled in Patmos. Okay, he was exiled there. And God, at a certain moment, opened up his eyes and brought him up to heaven to get a glimpse of what it would be like. And in the process, this whole book was written. And one of the things that we're talking about here is his return. His return back on earth. That's a promise that he made in different parts of Scripture. And when we look at these things, and when we read the book of Revelation, to be honest, ako, nung binabasa ko to, parang it's confusing. It can get spooky and weird sometimes about all the different things that are being talked about. Because it's only a picture of what it could be like. It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy. So when there's a prophecy, sometimes we don't get the whole picture of it. You only get a part of it. And so sometimes, yung part na yon, it doesn't really explain the whole thing. But why does God do that? Because he also wants to encourage us. For what we see, that we can be encouraged with that. And today, in the scripture that we read, we're seeing a certain part of his return. And we're seeing his character. We're seeing a glimpse of what it might be like that will stir up something in our hearts. Na ma-excite tayo dun sa return niya. Okay, ma-excite tayo na dadating siya ulit. Just like a few weeks ago, you know, Pacquiao is back where he belongs. I see you guys are so excited about this. We were in Kyrgyzstan and we were so excited and we're screaming and everything when we heard the news. You know, sometimes we hear about Jesus' return. We hear about the revelation, we read it, and that's the same exact reaction. Okay, babalik siya. What does it mean to me? Baliwala. parang okay, hindi ko naiintindihan yung horses, hindi ko naiintindihan yung the end times, hindi ko naiintindihan kung sino yung dragon. And people would study that and they go to the certain extreme and try to interpret everything that's there. And when they do that, it can get weird and spooky. But there are some that when they look at it, ay, masyadong mahirap yan, hindi ko na, that's not for me. But this is something that should encourage us. There's something here that should encourage us that will change the way we live. And that's, I hope, my prayer for us today is that we will see this for who God is, what He is revealing for us in the book of Revelation, for us to grab that and for us to prepare ourselves for His actual return. Na yung reaction natin, hindi ganyan. Dadating si Jesus. His promise is He's coming back. Awkward. Dadating si Jesus. He is coming back. Some of you are getting it. Dadating si Jesus. He is coming back. Ako excited dahil sasama ako sa kanya. That's what it should stir up something in us. And motivate us to change something. When I was... Okay, let's not go there. Okay? It doesn't have to be spooky. And you know what? When we look at the book of Revelation, it's revealing something. Kaya Revelation, it's revealing someone. And that someone that it's revealing is Jesus. If you think, if you get confused with all of those things and all of those stories, just look for Jesus in that story. And when you start looking for Him and be encouraged with all the different wars and battles that you read about it, Jesus is the victor. He is the one. And we, as His children, are part of the winning team. And that should change the way we perceive all of these things. Yun lang ang kailangan natin maintindihan sa Book of Revelation. It's revealing who Jesus is. Okay? We'll go back to the text in verse 11. And we're going to look at the character and what it means for us. Kung sino man si Jesus, makita natin, maintindihan natin kung sino siya, then it should change the way we live and the way we act towards this something that we are anticipating. And if you're not anticipating His return, then something has to change in our hearts so that we'll be excited about His return. Okay? That's my prayer. Continue to pray for that. Okay, in verse 11, then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True. The way Jesus is being described here is that Jesus is faithful and true. Everyone will get what they deserve. Everyone will be excited about His return. You know, many times, meron tayong mga good intentions sa buhay. Diba? My intention to lose 50 pounds. It's always a good intention. But because of the authority of Kyrgyzstan that I had to show, I had to sacrifice and eat more kebabs. Okay? Masarap yung kebabs sila. Parang nagugutom na nga ako. But we have all these good intentions, but many times we fall short. Many times we're not able to reach it. We're not able to fulfill the promises that we made. You know, with my children, that's what they're always trying to get from me. When they want to do something, they want something, they always try to get me to the point where I make a promise. Because when they know that when I make a promise, it should happen. And I work very hard. If I make a promise for them, that I work very hard to make sure that I fulfill it. Because I want them to remember that God is the same way. That He is faithful. That He is true. Okay? Pag meron silang gusto, Dad, can we do this? And then I said, well, let's think about it. We'll talk about it with Mom. You promise? They always want to get that. Because once they get that, alam nila mangyayari. Now, I am a fallen, natured person. Okay? And there are times when I may not be able to fulfill it. Okay? But that's not the way with God. God makes promises for all of us. God has a lot of promises for all of us. Sino dito meron kang promise galing kay God? Iniintay mo pa rin. Yung iba talaga kawawa naman. Wala. Okay lang. Alam mo, may promises si God. Read your Bible. Read it. There's a lot of promises there that God has for you. Kung hindi mo pa alam, then maybe you're just not reading it. But there are so many promises about there about our salvation, about the blessings that He wants to pour out in our lives. But when we understand that, we know that on His return, sinasabi sa kanya, His return will reveal that He is faithful and true. He is a faithful God. Kung ano man yung sinabi niyang promise, mangyayari. That's why when it was prophesied that He would come, He came. He prophesied that He would die and 3 days He would rise again. All of those things actually happened. And that's something that we look forward to. Now, handa ba tayo? Sinasabi niyo, yung iba dito nagtaas ng kamay na merong promises si Lord sa buhay niyo. I'm still waiting for some of those promises. Okay? But in the meantime, before those promises come, am I ready to receive those promises? Am I in a state where I can receive it from Him? Because God is a God of order. God is a God that will pour out His blessings when handa na yung taong tumanggap. Some of you, maybe you're asking for a spouse. You're praying. Now, are you going to be a good spouse? Handa ka na ba? Or mag-aaway lang kayo after the honeymoon? Or during the honeymoon? Or during the preparation? If you're ready, then God will give you that spouse. Amen? Amen. That's the same way. Now, in work, sinasabi natin, Lord, you know, I want promotion. God wants promotion for you. Who wants a promotion? Who wants better grades in school? Okay? We all want that. Tama? But are you being diligent at work? Hello? Nag-work ba yung mic on? Tahimik nyo eh. O nag-uuwi kayo ng mga kopan ban? Di ba? Parang ballpen, mag-uuwi ka ng ballpen ng opisina, mag-uuwi ka ng, tapos mamaya, pati yung printer, inuuwi mo na rin. Or are you on Facebook during office hours? O gumagana naman ang mic. Tahimik nyo eh. Our finances. You want the blessings of God to pour into your lives? Who wants that? Yeah, tama, kami. Ako din. I want that. But are you being a good steward? Because God's not gonna give it to someone hindi niya gagamitin ng tama. That would not be a God. That would not be a good God who would do that. And so are we preparing ourselves that way? Same thing with our health. You know, some people, I want to be healthy, Lord. Lord, make me healthy. Pakipasa nga yung liempo. It doesn't match. If you say you want to be healthy, then you're going to do something about it. Okay? At least ako natatamaan. Are we being faithful and true? If our God is faithful and true, He will give us the grace. He will give us the grace so that we can be faithful and true to His word. And all of those promises, all of those things that He wants for you, He is going to pour out into your life. That's something because He is faithful. It's not based on our abilities, it's based on what He's done. And that's something that always encourages me because I know that He will answer our prayers. I know that He is faithful. I know that He is true. Kung ano yung pinangako niya, if He says that He's going to change me and give me a new heart, I am going to get a new heart. If He says that I'm going to have a new attitude, I am going to have a new attitude. That's how good our God is. And this is the glorious return that He's going to reveal Himself. He's going to reveal Himself as faithful and true. All the promises that He's made is going to come true on His return. Everything will be restored according to His purpose when He created the universe. That's something that we should be anticipating for. That's something that should bring excitement in our lives. We'll move on. It says here in verse 11 as we continue, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. We understand here that there will be a judgment that will come. There will be a judgment, but the difference is that he will be a righteous judge. He will come in and judge the situation, and he will base it on the right laws, on the right things. He's not going to let the sins just pass away. Okay? Remember, he took our sins, and there was a great exchange that happened. Now, we were sinful, but he took our sins so that we can be holy and righteous before his sight. That's the great exchange that happened on the cross that we celebrate. We should celebrate every week, not just during Easter. And just let me share with you one of the things that happened to us during our trip. You know, at one point, namalengi kami. Okay, so there was a time when two of our members had gone to the market. Okay, and were shopping for food and different things. And while they were there, they were with a local member of the church. So to be able to translate, medyo mahirap mag-translate. It's hard to understand their language. But naintindihan lang namin yung accent. The accent daw, kailangan lang parang lalaki na lasing. So I went back to my memory banks of my former life. And the Brevian. Parang ganon. Then they can understand you. Okay. So they were there in the market, and one of the guys, he was buying something, and tumatawa din, and then he was tapped on his elbow, and he said something, and then they translated, "Where are your papers? What are you doing here? Are you a spy?" Okay, so the first guy brought out his passport, and it just so happened he has his passport, and the visa for Kyrgyzstan was there, and so he looked at it, okay, fine, he put it back down, and then the other person, a member of our team, only had a Xerox copy of his passport. And it didn't reveal his visa. And so he said, I don't know what he said. And they brought our team members, okay, to the sa presinto. Dinala sa palengke, meron silang maliit na kulungan, and they were interrogating them there. What are you doing here? Are you a spy? Why are you here? And so, it was getting tense. Tama? You can't communicate and everything. And so the local guy was brought out to a different place. And they were talking there. And they did something. And we were, you know, one of our members in the church is part of the parang national police, yung police ng police, parang internal affairs. Okay, and so we were trying to call, and every time they would try to call, they would say, "No, put that down," okay, in Russian. "Put it down. You can't make a call, and you're going to be here in this jail until it's time for you to leave." So, kala nung isang member natin, mag-uumpisa na siya ng cell ministry. But we were praying and we were praying, and finally, after some paperwork were exchanged. Paperwork na merong picture ng kanilang mga heroes with some amount written, given by the local guy, and they were set free. But since then, we've become friends with these policemen. Every time we would go to the market, we would take pictures. Yan yung dalawang tumigil sa kanila. We took pictures with them. We've been praying for them. Okay? And here's a picture of the actual police that was interrogating. Walang sinabi ang kilay ni Pastor Dennis dyan. Walang sinabi. Si Pastor Dennis, makikita mo, dalawa. Isa dito, ito, isa lang. It reminded me of our nation. It reminded me of our nation. That sometimes that's the situation that happens, and there are some things that need to be exchanged for you to be released. That's unrighteousness. That's judging in the wrong way. That's corruption. Our God is not that way. When he judges us for our sins, he is right to judge us. That's just His right because we sinned against Him. And He's not going to let our sins just, parang He's just going to turn an eye. You know what He did? He died for our sins. So that He can look at us, each one, and not see the sin in your life. Because of the sacrifice of His Son, He will look at you and say, that's my righteous daughter. That's my righteous son. Because of what His Son did for us. And so when He comes again, He is right to judge. Now, do you receive what Jesus Christ did for you? That will determine where you're going. That will determine when He returns and how joyful you will be when He returns. It's either you're going to the smoking section or the non-smoking section. That's the difference. And it depends on what He's done for you and for me. And so today, from that story, from all those things, when they were released, we were so grateful. God, that's You working. That's by Your grace. And you know what? The local guy said, you know what? I feel sorry for this guy. You know, he started praying. Instead of getting upset of what happened, he said, I feel sorry. You know what? He earns like 4,000 pesos a month. Oh, yeah, he's a police. Hey, it's so unfortunate that he has to go through this. That he has to do this. Instead of judging the guy and being upset, he had a heart for him. And so for us, we said, wow, tama. Ganun din dapat yung pagtingin natin sa tao. I am as much a sinner as that man. And I can't judge him for that. I allow God to judge him. And my prayer is that we're praying for him that God will change his nation. Because righteousness exalts a nation. The same way I'm praying for our nation. I'm praying for our politicians. I'm praying for our leaders. I'm praying for the policemen outside. Everyone. I want us to pray. And understand that that will make a difference in our lives. That will make a difference in our nation. God is a righteous judge. When He looks at you, He sees you righteous because of what His Son had done for you. And that's the way we should see it. And that should bring excitement and joy knowing that He is coming back. Yun nang dun nang gagaling yung excitement natin. Hindi dahil sa mga ginawa natin, dahil yung ginawa natin kulang. Pero yung ginawa ng Panginoon, yung ginawa ni Jesucristo sa buhay natin, yun hindi kulang. At hindi magkukulang sa ating lahat. That's the excitement. So now we continue with verse 12 to 15. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on His head are many diadems, and He has a name written that no one knows but Himself. When you read that, parang He has a name that no one knows, but parang sariling, ano yung pet name sa sarili niya? We don't know. But that just shows how amazing God is. That we can't get a grasp, our mind can't grasp the awesomeness of our God. He has a name. Bakit hindi niya sabihin yung name na yon? Because you won't understand it. And that's how great God is. Okay? He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which He is called is the Word of God. And the armies of the heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following Him on white horses. He is bringing a big, huge army, holy and righteous, pure. From His mouth comes a sword, a sharp sword, which to strike down the nations, and He will rule them with a rod of iron. This is God revealing His majesty, His amazing army, His weapons, all of these being revealed about who God is. And He will read, and He will thread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God, the Almighty. There will be a judgment. And those that are not against Him, they will experience the full wrath of God. A lot of people don't want to talk about this. Because maybe they're not ready. They don't want to talk about this. Oh, a heart. Yes, those people deserve it when they're denying Christ. We can't be lukewarm about this. It's either you're excited about this or you're not. A reason why you're not excited about it is because you're not ready. You're not understanding this. But God is revealing Himself to you. That's why sabi niya, it's a book of revelation about Him. And when we understand Him, that should bring joy and excitement for us. This is a victorious King. This is the man with all authority. His weapons, His power, His rule, His judgment is all for us to be able to experience. And He wants us to be with Him. He doesn't want that for anyone. But because of their denial, because of them refusing to respond to Him, that's what needs to happen. It needs to be judged. That's just right. And that's His right. So anong gagawin natin? What is this to me now? How do I respond to this great and awesome God? In Revelation verse 16, on His robe and on His thigh, He has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How am I going to respond to this great God? I was telling you, we were going up to the mountains. Okay, it was cold. We were all bundled up, and you saw the pictures earlier. But and just looking at the mountains from side to side, it was just amazing, His creation. I was just, you know, wala akong masabi. You were seeing the ice melting and collecting into a creek that was going down. Okay, we got some water from it. It was cold and crisp and clear. Even the air that we were breathing, it was just no pollution. Walang pollution. Hindi ko nakita yung hangin. Nadidinig ko lang, shh, gumaganon. Pag lumabas ka dyan, pag take a deep breath, okay, tsaka nakikita mo yung hangin dito eh. Iba doon, it's just so clear. It was beautiful. And I just kept saying, God, You are amazing. God, it just kept coming out of my mouth. God, You're amazing. Oh, God, You're amazing. God, You're amazing. And You made this for us. You made this for us to enjoy it with You. It should change something about us in the way we perceive things and the way we do things. Understanding that He is returning and His return will be glorious. So what is the difference? What is the difference with those who are His and those who are not? Those who are His, makikita sa buhay natin. Makikita dun sa fruit ng buhay natin. Are we obeying what He commanded us? Are we doing the things that He asked us to do? Remember in Matthew 28 verse 18 and 20, these were His last words for all of us. Okay, sinabi niya, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. This is the picture that we've been looking, the authority of Jesus Christ on His return. And so He says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded them. And I will be with you to the end of the age. That's His promise for all of us. So understanding His massiveness and His greatness, our role is to make disciples. That's what He's instructing us to do. How are we faithful in that? Are we actually doing that? Are we being discipled? Are we discipling people? That's, if He finds us doing that, then we're secure for our eternity. We're secure about what He's going to do. Okay? We alone cannot do it on our own. Kailangan natin yung grace niya. Kailangan natin yung grace niya sa buhay natin. You know, yesterday, I had an opportunity to watch with my family, Heaven is for Real. Sino dito napanood yun na yung Heaven is for Real? Okay? I suggest that you watch it. Okay? It's a beautiful story. I you know, some people are complaining that the book, okay, it's a, read the book also. The book and the movie, parang hindi doon nagmamatch and it, some inconsistencies, it's fine. Both are good. Okay? Go ahead and experience it. But there was a moment there when Greg Kinnear was preaching. He was a preacher, and his son had actually he didn't die, but he was operated on, and his son at 4 years old ended up going to heaven, and God revealing heaven what it was, and he saw relatives. He saw a sister that was stillborn. Nakilala niyo yung sister niya na hindi pinanganak, na hindi naman na-abort, but they lost the baby. And so she was explaining it to the mom, and that's how the mom said, that must be true. There's no way for you to know that. Okay? And so all these different experiences. But there was a line that the dad was explaining. He was preaching to a crowd. Okay? Explaining what happened to his son. And in his explanation, he said, knowing that there is a heaven will change the way we live. The preacher was saying, knowing that there's a heaven, it should change the way we live. And that really struck me. Totoo nga, no? Pag alam kong pupunta ako sa heaven, it will change the way I live. It will also change my view of people that I know will not be going there. And the encouragement for me to make sure that they don't end up in the smoking section. That I want them, especially my loved ones, to be with me as God takes me home to be with Him. Now I change this again based on what we understand that He is a faithful God, He's a righteous judge. I want us to see Him in a different way. Knowing that a glorious King is returning, it should change the way we live. Now I said we make promises and sometimes we're not able to do it. But this is the promise of God for us, that He gives us the grace. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14, for the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. When? In this present age. We can avoid all our sins. We can live a righteous life. We can live a self-controlled life. We can live a righteous life based on His grace that is available, has appeared to all men. Waiting for our blessed hope. Waiting for that glorious return. Waiting for the return of our God. The appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. That's His second coming, who gave Himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for Himself a people for His own possession who are zealous for good works. God is giving us the grace to live a new life, that we will be zealous to do what is right. And when we're doing what is right, we know that we will be with Him forever and ever. It should change. Understanding this should change the way we live in this present age. Let's all stand up and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. We are so grateful for Your word. I know, Lord, that as we read the book of Revelation of You coming back, the stories that we see about Your return, Lord, I pray, Lord, that it will stir something in our hearts that will bring excitement and joy and hope that You will restore all things, that You will restore things the way You intended when You created the universe. Lord, I thank You, Lord, that You've made a way also for us to be with You.